This is special live coverage of Solar Eclipse 2017. Now, live from Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, here is KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
Can I just have one more moon dance with you?
Yeah, we'll take a moon dance, you bet. We'll take a moon sighting. We'll take a sun sighting. We are live in Courthouse Square in anticipation of the partial solar eclipse. Yes, it's overcast. And let's go straight to the expert. Steve Smith is here. He is the president of the Robert Ferguson Observatory. Hello there, Steve.
Good morning.
Okay, so there are lots of people waiting here in Courthouse Square. Everybody's got the same thing on our minds. Will the sun shine? And aside from being God, how close can you get to an accurate answer?
Well, we kind of have someone close to God. One of our docents is actually an Air Force meteorologist. So he's really got to know. He's really got to know what's going on. And we will definitely see the eclipse at some point this morning at Courthouse Square. Hopefully before maximum, which is at 10:15. But we're thinking about right now, it looks like about quarter of 10, 10 o'clock, we'll see enough of the sun that we can get the eclipse.
Well, that will be just about perfect because it is supposed to apex at 10:15.
Right.
And oh boy, would there? How about a round of applause for the oncoming sun?
Yeah.
Everybody's ready for it. And
it's up there.
And my understanding, by the way, is that we are out of eclipse glasses because so many people have come out to get them. However, in honor of the eclipse,
sure,
which is sort of a worldly unifying event, I propose that we all share our glasses, okay?
That's a great idea.
I think we can do that. Tell us what we can expect once we can actually see through the clouds. What's it going to look like, Steve, and what's it going to feel like?
Well, you're going to see, if you have your solar viewers or your solar eclipse glasses, and we do have time. We have the entire eclipse takes about 2.5 hours, so it's not like the eclipse is going to take place over 5 seconds and everyone's got to swap glasses
yeah.
in an instant. You've got lots of time for that. So what you'll see is, if you're looking through your solar viewers or glasses, you'll see an orange disk, which is the sun. We think that by the time the clouds clear, we will already have started the eclipse. So it will look like something has taken a bite out of the sun. That would be the moon. We're at new moon right now, which is when the moon is closest to the sun in its orbit. It takes about 27 or 28 days to orbit the Earth. And about 10:15, as we get closer to 10:15, the bite that's taken out of the sun is going to get greater and greater. And at 10:15, we'll be at our maximum here at Courthouse Square, which is going to be about 82%.
82%. So that percentage range has gone up since last I heard. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's ranged from 79 to 82. As you go farther north, that gets closer and closer to 100% until you're in the path of totality, and then that's 100% total eclipse.
Well, we all know about the path of totality, right? It's our favorite expression for 2017. And coming up a little bit later this morning, just before and then after the total eclipse, we will be talking to three different people who are associated with the observatory.
Right.
I think a couple of them are going to be in Oregon and the path
right.
of
we
totality.
We have two volunteers. We have about 150 volunteers at the Robert Ferguson Observatory in Sugarloaf, and most of them have left. They've
both
traveled
them,
north to the path of totality.
Both of them have gone to the path. Yes.
And so they've left the lower ranks of us down here at a man Courthouse Square in the observatory. We are open at the observatory up in Sugarloaf, and we've got two docents in Oregon, two places in two different spots in Oregon that are experiencing the path of totality today, and we have one in the Grand Tetons, just a little bit west of the Grand Tetons in Idaho, and we've heard back from everybody. This is going to make everyone in Santa Rosa really jealous, but it's been absolutely pristine clear skies all the way through Oregon, Idaho,
and all
the way to Wyoming.
That's okay. Like I say, we're all willing to share and share good news today. Well, it's going to be really interesting to talk to those folks, too, because as you and I talked about this morning, you know, it's not just the actual sight, which is grand enough, of the solar eclipse, but the experience that we're going to have here in Courthouse Square and that the people in the path will be having by virtue of the fact that they're surrounded by a lot of human beings who are after the same soul thing.
Right. So solar eclipse is much rarer than a lunar eclipse. On any one spot on Earth, to get a solar eclipse, you have to wait on average 375 years. Lunar eclipses happen more often, regardless of where you are on the Earth. So this is hopefully will be a unifying experience for the country. A lot of people are going from the northern part of the country down to the path of totality and from the southern part of the country back up. And for everyone, this is one of those rare events, cosmic events, that gives you a sense, a really good perspective of where we are in the universe.
Yeah.
And we're just on one planet, and we've got one moon going around. The moon actually used to be a part of the Earth until it got slammed by a protoplanet many billions of years ago.
Well, that worked out okay for us. It made for a really nice, celestial thing for us.
We wouldn't have had a moon otherwise if we hadn't gotten slammed. So that was quite a long time ago.
You know, talking about the grandeur of this event and sort of how we all relate to it, it reminds me of the opening scene, one of the opening scenes in the TV miniseries Roots, where Kunta Kinte's dad holds the infant up to this starry sky and says, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself."
Right, exactly.
A lot of people will remember that as a Lion King reference, and just depends on your age, but the concept is a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is. So what we'll see today is we'll see the sun kind of being eaten up. There are lots of cultures. You can imagine that this was very terrifying in ancient times. The Chinese, for example, when they saw an eclipse, they thought it was a dragon eating the sun. And so so there was a dragon eating the sun in Chinese culture. And what the residents did in China is, to scare away the dragon, they'd go outside and beat as loud as they could on their pots and pans.
I tried that with my neighbors. It doesn't work out very well.
Amazingly, it works every time during an eclipse.
Eventually,
the sun comes out completely again. And so, pots and pans have lots of power over those things.
Yeah, and I understand that in a lot of cultures, depending on where you were at in the world, it always seemed to be some sort of animal or demon that was devouring the sun.
Right, it was always something eating the sun. Right.
Yeah, and there were certain sacrifices made through the ages too, some of them human.
Yes, they were. So we've got hundreds of people out here in Courthouse Square, and we might be picking one of you out for something a little later on, something super special.
Oh, that's fantastic. So for the folks here in Courthouse Square who've joined us this morning to take advantage of this, what would you say is the best idea once we actually get a peek at the sun for folks to take advantage of the telescopes here?
Sure. So we have a number of telescopes set up with special filters so you can look safely at the sun. The one thing we want to emphasize is, even though the light will be much dimmer than it normally would be for a Monday morning, you still don't want to look at the sun without protection, because even though the amount of the sun that's still coming through is much less, that amount of sun can still burn your retinas. So we want to make sure that people are looking safely through the telescopes. And if you do look up at the sun, you're not at a telescope, please use your viewers or your eclipse glasses that have the correct filters.
Yeah.
So we have the telescopes up right now. We kind of have to wait until the sun comes up for us to get them aligned and pointed directly at the sun. And then we will invite people here at Courthouse Square to come up to the telescopes and take a look at the eclipse as it happens.
Wow, isn't that going to be something? Oh, I'm super excited about this. And Steve, let me just mention, while we do have time, that one of the great things about the, all the publicity and all the attention that the eclipse has gotten is that it really has sort of veered the spotlight onto the Robert Ferguson Observatory.
Yes.
It is one of the true golden nuggets available to us in Sonoma County. And I'm so happy that more and more and more people know about it.
Right, so the Robert Ferguson Observatory is incredibly unique. We have a great facility up in Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, just down the road here on Highway 12 between Santa Rosa and Sonoma. We have three very large, beautiful telescopes that are open to the public. We have a 40-inch reflecting telescope. It's one of the largest telescopes in the United States that the public has an opportunity to look through for objects. And we're open once or twice a month to the public for night sky viewing, but we can also host private parties, private events.
Yeah, I hope you all can afford a trip up to the observatory for night viewing. It does cost $3 to get in. So.
Right. It might be a little tough, the $3. But you know, if you're a little strapped on cash, we'll let you in for $2.99.
Wow!
I might add that $3 basically pays to pump out the septic tank.
It does.
Well, you know, we all have our priorities, great and small.
Right.
Steve, thanks so much for being
with us.
We're going to have you back at the microphone during the course of this very special event today.
Great. Thanks for having us, and thanks for helping to sponsor the event down here.
We're happy to do it. Happy to do it. And coming up, by the way, in addition to talking to some people who are in that path of totality, we'll also talk to some of the folks here about why you're here. We'll also talk to, we've got a class here from the Kenwood School, sixth grade class doing science experiments for the eclipse. And also, a lot of us wonder, what kind of an effect might the eclipse have on our animals? So we're going to talk with the folks at Safari West as we get closer and closer to the apex to find out what's going on in the park up there and whether the animals are creating sort of a unique disturbance today.
Pat, I wanted to point out that the eclipse has begun. We have a picture of it here from the NASA cameras, which are up the clouds, probably stationed over the western coast of Oregon, now around Newport or Salem, and we can see that probably 10 or 15% of the sun has already been eaten up, and we're going to hopefully see it here in Sonoma County, hopefully in the next 40 minutes or so.
Fantastic news, Michael, and we look forward to sharing it with all of you. If you can't be here with us, then stay tuned. There is a lot more to come on the 2017 solar eclipse from KSRO.